Revelation 19. A fellow told me a long time ago, he said, sometimes when you preach hard in the morning and you feed them with bread in the evening, you need to give them a little pie, make it a little sweeter. So this evening I want to talk to you from Revelation 19. We kind of look at the middle this morning. We're going to look at the beginning this evening, and one of these days we'll get to the end of it. Revelation chapter 19, and beginning in verse number 1. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgment, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as if it were the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, and as a voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Heavenly Father, thank you this evening that we have this opportunity that we can come and assemble here in this house of worship. We ask you this evening, Lord, that you might take this message this evening, you might mix it into our heart and give us tonight the thrill of our salvation. We ask you tonight, dear Lord, that as we consider what is going to become the greatest event of all of the centuries, the anticipated return of thy Son, Lord, tonight, that as we look this evening, that tonight we can shout hallelujah, that tonight we can say praise the Lord, that this evening we can honor and worship him who hath loved us and gave himself for us. And as we do that this evening, Lord, we pray that we can lift you up and glorify you and show you the great things that you have done. And we'll praise you now in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I think tonight, and I don't know if anybody else is hot, but I'm burning up. Excuse me, but I got to take my coat off, okay? Anyway, I think tonight that our generation this evening is blighted with what I would call dead religion. I think it's become a great curse in our nation this evening, and that the average church this evening really has no joy or reality from simply tonight honoring and worshiping God. I think that's the reason you see so many other things that they have to do to maintain a crowd and to grow a congregation this evening, is that the worship of God no longer has any real meaning for the average church tonight. I don't think tonight the average Christian tonight, the average sitter in our pews has ever been filled with a joy this evening. Our hallelujahs are getting fewer in number, and we've lost a song and a note of praise. We're characterized with religion which has no emotions, no joy, and no reality. I think tonight we've watered out the shout. Now, I understand and I do realize this evening that salvation is far more than an emotion. It's far more than a shout. Salvation tonight is when the Lord God comes into your heart, and it's an experience you'll never forget. It's a time when Jesus moves in and the Holy Spirit becomes living within you. And you live your life from that moment on, not as you were, but all things become different. All things become new this evening. Without tonight's salvation, hallelujahs are nothing more than worthless tonight words that are uttered. However, when tonight's salvation is accompanied with reality and praise, it is then that people who are unsaved tonight will desire to what we have and the grace that God has given us during that time. But irregardless of anything else, there's one great fact that remains. There will be hallelujahs in heaven. It's unthinkable, really, to imagine heaven with no shouting and no praise and no hallelujah. And so I say to you tonight, as Surely as heaven is real this evening, it's going to be a place of joy, as Brother Peter describes it, unspeakable and full of glory. There'll be shouting on the streets of glory, not done by a few tonight, but I believe all will join in the praises of the Lord. The question that I would pose to you this evening is, can you say hallelujah? Can you say hallelujah? I was going to get Josh and the Sunlight Singers to sing hallelujah, he's risen. We can say hallelujah that he's risen, that he's been resurrected from the grave this evening. But I want to tell you tonight, we ought to have a hallelujah in our life this evening. Several years ago, I went down to Vardaman, Mississippi, and that's in the sweet potato capital of the world, I guess. And I used to work down in that area, and I was talking to a lady in a church in a particular factory there one day. And one day, her husband called me one Saturday evening and said, their pastor was sick. Could I come preach for him? And I said, well, I guess so. And he said, we've got somebody in the morning. Will you come in the evening service? And I said, yeah, how do you get there? And he told me, and I knew about where it was. And so I got a friend of mine to go with me. And I said, first thing, don't tell him we're from Smithville, because Vardaman didn't like Smithville, okay? So we thought we'd kind of keep that fact a little quiet. But we got there and, well, kind of wound around some little gravel roads and country roads and wound up at this church out in the middle. Pretty nice sized church. And walked in, and right here where the flowers are, they had a sweet potato plant. And it was blooming. And after the service, we were leaving and going home, and Phil looked at me and he said, I don't know why in the world they had that sweet potato plant in the church. And I said, boy, I'm glad they did. That's the only thing in it had any life. Well, tonight, we need to be able to say hallelujah. We need to have a little life about us. Amen?
Amen. Right.
I want to read you something tonight. Like I said, this is going to be a little bit like a little piece of pie, I hope, tonight. That'll help you and give you some thoughts this evening. I got something in my email the other day, and I thought about all you ladies and all you mamas and daddies with children. And it said, things I've learned from my children. It said, a king-size waterbed holds enough water to fill a 2,000-square-foot house 4 inches deep. If you spray hairspray on dust bunnies and run over them with rotor blades, they can't ignite. A 3-year-old's voice is louder than 200 adults in a crowded restaurant. If you hook a dog leash over a ceiling fan, the motor is not strong enough to rotate a 42-pound boy wearing Batman underwear and a Superman cape. It is strong enough, however, if tied to a paint can, to spread paint on all four walls of a 20-by-20 room. When you hear the toilet flush and the words, uh-oh, it's already too late. A 6-year-old can start a fire with a flint rock, even though a 36-year-old man says they can only do it in the movies. Play-Doh and microwave should never be used in the same sentence. No matter how much Jell-O you put in a swimming pool, you still can't walk on water. VCRs do not object peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, even though TV commercials show they do. Garbage bags do not make very good parachutes. This is one of my favorites. Marbles in gas tanks makes a lot of noise when driving. You probably do not want to know what that odor is. The spin cycle on the washing machine does not make earthworms dizzy. It will, however, make cats dizzy. And cats throw up twice their weight when dizzy. And always, you ladies remember this, and you daddies remember this. This is true. Always look in the oven before you turn it on. Plastic toys do not like ovens. I'm sure we've all experienced some of those, or in some form or the other, some things tonight. And You know, sometimes when that happens to you, it kind of sounds a little funny here, but it's not very funny sometimes when it's happening, is it? And it'll make you lose your hallelujah. It'll make you lose tonight your song. But you see, tonight we need to be able tonight to praise the Lord. That's what's taking place here in Revelation 19. Four times in these six verses we're hearing, the Bible uses the word hallelujah. And that's simply the Greek word for hallelujah. It means the praise of God. That's all tonight it really means. It's just the praise of God this evening. And so here we find as Revelation is coming to a close, as the Lord God is about to come back to this earth following the battle of Armageddon, that this evening as He comes to reign and rule in power and great glory, there's a choir assembled tonight that we could call the Alleluia Choir, and they begin to sing praises unto God. They have four Alleluias here this evening, and they begin to sing these Alleluias unto God this evening. You see, the Alleluias and the praises tonight are for Him. They're not for us tonight. They're for Him. We are to lift our voices in praise unto the Lord God Almighty tonight. It is said that when Samuel Morse invented the telegraph, that the first words that he sent over the telegraph wire was, "What God hath wrought." It is said that if that was to be done today, it would be, "Look what I've done." I think sometimes we're like the little boy that went to church and, boy, they had a tremendous program. I mean, everything was really having a big time. That evening as he got home and got ready to go to bed, and he was saying his evening prayers, he said, "Dear Lord, we had a great time at church today. Wish You could have been there." Tonight we're to praise the Lord, and that's what they're doing here. See, first of all, they praise Him in verse number 1 for the completion of salvation. For God's completing our salvation. Now, we're saved tonight, and we're saved forever. We'll never be lost again. If you've been born again tonight, if you're indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God, you're saved forever. But tonight, I want to tell you tonight, all of our salvation we've not yet seen. You see, Paul writing to the church at Rome, and in the 8th chapter, and we use some of that very often, but look in Romans chapter number 8 and what Paul writes here about that is to come. Notice what he said. "For I reckon," that is, I do count, "that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God." He uses that word earnest again in the book of Ephesians chapter 1. He talks about the earnest of our salvation. Tonight we've been bought by the blood. And the word earnest there is kind of like a down payment. Tonight it's kind of like if you go down to Kmart or Walmart and you put something in the layaway, and as you put it in there, you give them some earnest money. You give them some money to let them know you're coming back to pick up what you put in the layaway. And tonight I want to tell you, one of these glorious days, the Lord's coming back to get us. He's coming back tonight, and you know, it's not yet, the Bible said that the sufferings of this present time, well, we go through a lot of things, don't we? We go through a lot of sufferings and grief and problems and trials and tribulations. But Paul said that's not even worthy. We don't even need to put that on the same page. We don't even need to put that in the same ledger column. We need to get rid of that out of our lives, and tonight, look tonight to the glory that's going to be revealed in us. For he said, that is the earnest expectation. Well, I'm expecting the Lord to come, and I'm expecting Him tonight to give me a brand new body. I'm expecting Him tonight to carry me to a place tonight that He called His Father's house. You know, tonight we can talk about heaven, and heaven is a wonderful place. We can read about the description that God gives to us in the book of Revelation. We can read over in the book of Psalms and in some of the portions of Isaiah, and we can begin to read about what God has prepared for us that love Him. You know, Paul said that the Spirit reveals Him unto us. But you know, tonight, you and I have never seen with our naked eye. We've never tonight, I don't think we are even able in our little finite minds to realize what great things God has for us tonight. That when He completes this thing called salvation, that one of these days we're going to walk on that street of gold. We're going to view those gates of pearl. That tonight we're going to drink of the water of the river of life. That we're going to dwell in a city whose builder and maker is God. Tonight, we're going to a place tonight where there is no night, for the Lamb is the light thereof. I want to tell you hallelujah tonight. If you ain't got your song back tonight, you begin to think about what God's got for you in the future. Hallelujah tonight. Well, when I was a little boy, you know, we didn't have much. But every year, my mama would go down to the Ben Franklin. I don't know if y'all ever remember Ben Franklin's store in Amory. And she'd put stuff on layaway for me and my brother for Christmas. And sometimes, if she wasn't watching real close, we'd sneak around the shelves and see what she put in till she caught us. And boy, we was waiting for Christmas Day. We was waiting for that time. And boy, I want to tell you, that's a glorious time, wasn't it? We was expecting that. We was waiting with great expectation. I told you this morning, anticipation. You ever thought about, you ever got any ants in your pants? That's kind of the way it is. You got ants, you just can't hardly wait. Listen to me tonight. Salvation one day is going to be complete. One of these days we're going to have that body. We're going to have that home in heaven. We're going to walk and talk with Jesus tonight. We're going tonight not to have to sing "My Treasures Are Laid Up Somewhere Beyond the Blue," because we're going to be there tonight. Hallelujah. Well, we're going through a lot in this life sometimes. We go through a lot of, as I said, problems and trials and tribulation, and things come our way tonight that sometimes we really wish didn't come our way. Somebody says, how can you make it tonight? How can you still say hallelujah? How can you still praise God? Because I realize what God's got for me in the future. Hallelujah tonight. That's what the Revelation is saying here. Hey, he says, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven, hallelujah tonight, saying, hallelujah, 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 salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. Well, we're going to be praising the Lord for all of eternity. We're going to be shouting on the streets of glory tonight. Somebody said, I think we ought to shout a little bit down here every once in a while. We ought to tonight let God know that we're expecting, and tonight we've got something in our song. We've got a song in our heart tonight. We're singing as we go. But then you notice in verse number 3 in the Bible says, and again they said, hallelujah, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. I want to tell you tonight that there it confirms and validates the Word of God. You see, the Scriptures tell us over and over and over again, there's coming a day when God will right all wrongs. There's coming a day when God will judge the wicked. There's coming a time when God is going to rule in righteousness this evening. There's coming a time when tonight that God will be vindicated and He'll be on the throne. All of these people running around tonight degrading and downtrodden our God tonight, holding Him in contempt. You see, one of these days, all of that's going to be passed. Martin Luther King said, I've been on the mountain. He was talking about he had a dream when the white man and the black man and I guess all the other races would sit down together tonight. I want to tell you, I've got a better dream than that tonight. Hallelujah. I've got a dream tonight that one of these days God's coming to reign in power and glory this evening. And the Bible said I'm going to be an heir and a joint heir with Him. The Bible said tonight I'm going to reign upon that throne. I don't know exactly what job He's going to give me tonight, but whatever it is, praise God, I'll be happy with it. Hallelujah tonight. We're going to come to a time when God tonight is going to be on the throne. And all of these people running around tonight degrading our God and running down our Savior and taking His name in vain this evening. These people tonight that run around and claim tonight that there is no God, one of these days are going to be found out. A gal on NPR that said all of the talk about the rapture was a bunch of garbage. I'm going to use that word tonight. He used a harsher word than that. And I'm kind of like Jerry Vines tonight. He said it'd be good to see 20 million people that believe that garbage leave this world. Well, I got news for him tonight. He's not going to be any gladder to leave than I am tonight. Hallelujah. Listen tonight. We can say hallelujah. We can say hallelujah tonight. For tonight, God is going to reign. God is going to sit upon the throne. You know, he told David, he said, thy throne is established forever. That throne tonight is the King of Kings. That's the rightful heir of that king tonight. Have you ever thought about this? The queen rules with the king. And we're going to be married to the bridegroom. Amen? That's what's a little bit later on in this chapter. So tonight we see tonight that we can read the Word of God. And it validates everything that God says in His Word tonight. We can say hallelujah for the validity of God's Word tonight. That everything that God has promised will come to pass. That everything tonight that God says will happen tonight. We can have that valid thought in our life. We can sing tonight because we know God's Word is true. The best thing I can tell you is like I've told you before, and I'm going to tell you one more time. I'm like a little boy that said, I read the back of the book and praise God, we win. Hallelujah. We win. I'm glad we win tonight. Hallelujah. And notice in verse number 4, and the 24 elders fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne saying, amen. Hallelujah. Amen tonight. Let it be. Here's the hallelujah of worship. They fell down and worshiped God. You know, sometimes we just need to fall down and worship God. To be thankful for God. You know, I think when I get to heaven, and I see all of those people there, the throng that God has saved through the ages, about all I'm going to have to be like Minnie Pearl and say, I'm proud to be here. Amen? Hey, I didn't earn it. How in the world I got there, I don't know. Except through the blood of Christ tonight. All I can say is, I'm proud to be here. I can't say I got here on my own. But all I can do is bow down and worship Him tonight that sits on the throne. Have you ever thought over in Revelation, I believe it's chapter 4, or chapter 5, and they're looking for someone to open the title deed to the earth, they open the seals of the judgment of God, and they search through the earth and they find nobody that's worthy. But suddenly, John said he became sad, and I'm paraphrasing this, but all at once one of the elders said, hey, don't worry, the Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed. But what did John see when he turned? He said he saw a lamb. Hallelujah tonight. Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the rightful heir to the king. But I want to tell you, when we get there, we're going to see Him as the Lamb of God tonight that saved our eternal soul and allowed us to be there with Him tonight. Hallelujah. We can bow down and worship Him tonight. That's what we ought to do here, isn't it? I want to say hallelujah, Lord, for saving me. You know, if he did nothing else for you your entire life, if He saved you tonight and just set you out here on your own and let you... just let you go, didn't matter what else happened in your life. Didn't have a church to go to. You didn't have a Bible to read, but He just saved you. That'd be enough to praise Him for all of eternity tonight. But praise God, He gave us all these other blessings tonight. We can worship the Lord tonight. That's a hallelujah worship tonight. Then, quickly, and I'll be through. Look at verse 6. As it were the voice of a great multitude, and the voice of many waters, and the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Now when you read that, you begin to listen to that. The voice of a great multitude, and it says, as the voice of many waters, and the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, hallelujah. You know, sometimes we hear the thunder roll. But I got to thinking, every once in a while, there'll be somebody come down the road in front of my house, and you can hear them coming 2 miles before they get there. Boom, 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 boom. I'm going to tell you, here we're going to find that the praise of God goes out through the whole world tonight. The voice of a great multitude. Thunderings and of a great roll tonight, with many waters flowing. Oh, listen to me tonight. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Wasn't that a great announcement tonight? Isn't that a wonderful announcement? You know, you go to a football game or maybe a baseball game or some other kind of contest, athletic contest, or you tonight might go to a music concert or something else this evening, and somebody will come on and they'll announce who's about to come out. I want to tell you, one of these days, praise God, the whole world's going to announce that the King of Glory is going to reign tonight. Amen. I want to tell you, we're going to let this world know that the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. He's the all-powerful God of glory, and nobody tonight will ever overthrow this throne tonight. Hallelujah tonight. Can you say hallelujah? Amen. Can you say tonight, no matter what else is going on in your life, God saved you tonight? If He saved you tonight, you can say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can look down the road tonight and see what God's going to do for you in the future. Hallelujah tonight. Thank you, Lord. Oh, listen to me tonight. I'm looking more today than I ever have. I'll be fair with you. I still miss my baby sometimes. But I want to tell you hallelujah tonight. One of these glorious days, I'm going to get to see her again. I can say hallelujah tonight in the face of death tonight because I know what God has for me in the future tonight. I can say hallelujah. Can you say hallelujah tonight? Hallelujah. That's the thing I ought to be able to say. Praise unto God tonight who loved us and gave Himself for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Sonny Bella. You say hallelujah? Amen. Glory. I believe we got her tongue tonight. Hallelujah tonight. Can you say hallelujah tonight? Hallelujah. Lord, to be able to do that. That's what's taking place here in Revelation this evening. Several years ago in Smithville, I used to have, when I was growing up in one of the older churches there, in the older sanctuary, they used to have some pictures of the soldiers that had died in World War two hanging up in the vestibule. And there had been members of Smithville Baptist Church, and I can't remember, of course, all of them tonight. Wouldn't even attempt to. My boy went up to Brother Bobbitt one time and said, Brother Bobbitt, what's these pictures on the wall? Who are these people? And he said, well, young man, those are the people that died in the service. And the little boy was standing there kind of looking puzzled, and he said, the evening service or the morning service? We say hallelujah tonight, amen. Brother Kenny Digby, when I've been knowing Brother Kenny for many, 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 many years, and his granddaddy died sitting in a church pew at East Fulton Baptist Church when his daddy was the pastor there. And of course, I called Brother Kenny and I was talking to him, and I said, well, Brother Kenny, I said, how in the world did your granddaddy die and nobody not know it till the service was over? And he said, well, you've been listening to daddy's preaching that long, you'd probably die too. Of course, he was only being joking, but listen to me tonight. Can you say hallelujah? Hallelujah. We'll be full of life tonight and say hallelujah, glory to the Lord God that's going to reign forever and ever. I just want to read to you something. It's very quickly tonight. It said, for the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our God, our Lord, and of His Christ, and of His Son. And He shall reign forever and ever, forever and ever and ever. King of kings and Lord of lords. And the Lord of lords He shall reign forever and ever. King of kings forever and ever, and the Lord of lords. Hallelujah, hallelujah tonight. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah this evening. Can you say hallelujah tonight? Hallelujah. If you can't get your song back, begin to practice it in your life and say hallelujah unto the Lamb of God tonight. sometimes we get in a mess, and it's my last thought tonight. I thought about this just a moment ago. Brother Mays Jackson told me one time, and he was always talking big, you know. And he said they were in McDonald's. And he looked over at his wife, and he said, Doc, I got a good mind to jump right up here on top of this table and shout, "Praise to the Lamb of God." He looked over at me and he said, "You know what she done?" I thought he said, she looked over at me and said, "I dare you." I dare you to say, "Praise to the Lamb of God." Glory. Can you say, "Hallelujah"? Hallelujah. All right. You'll stand together with me, Brother Bruce, you and Barbara come. Heavenly Father, thank you tonight for this time we've been together. We ask you might use this simple sermon tonight for the honor and glory of him who loved us and gave himself on us. In his precious holy name I pray. Amen and amen.